This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
This is Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Maureen McCollum. There aren't many subjects that comedian Maria Bamford avoids in her writing. The Duluth, Minnesota native jokes about everything from her family to mental illness to eating like a raccoon. Her unique style of comedy can be twisted, self-deprecating, and surreal, and is chock full of voices. Here's Bamford performing last year on A Prairie Home Companion.
My friend Amy's always trying to get me to do stuff. I'm trying to get better about it.
You want to go swing dancing? Are people still doing that? The war is over. There's plenty of pantyhose for everyone. It's on Sundays from 2 to 4, just when you don't want to do anything. And it's side, side, backs up. I'll go for 3 years, but that is it.
Not only is Bamford an acclaimed stand-up comedian and cartoon voice actress, she's also the star of the Netflix series Lady Dynamite. It's loosely based on her life in Minnesota and California, where she currently lives. I recently talked with Bamford over the phone just before her return to the Upper Midwest. She's performing in Madison tonight and told me about the funny differences between her two homes.
One thing I love about the Midwest are just like that things are just slower, because I remember coming to L.A. and being like, just feeling like, oh my gosh, everybody is really fast and has specific needs with food service stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where I was a waitress in Minneapolis, and I was terrible at it. But people were okay with it. People were like, oh, well, whenever you get a chance.
Sure.
You know, like,
I don't want to inconvenience you, but I could use a fork.
Yeah, I could use a fork. And I mean, the plate is a little dirty, but I've been camping. I get it. And it was just a big change. And I'd like to think that I hope I haven't. And then, my husband and I went to my hometown, and we visit Duluth every 3 months or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, we called some friends, or friends from high school, and said, hey, do you guys want to get together? And they said, today? Sure. What time? Like, which is, it's so lovely. Like, because Los Angeles, it's like, well, I don't know. I mean, I've got my dreams coming true on Tuesday, and then I've got this, I'm starting a screenplay on Friday in a retreat center. You know what? Let me check my calendar to see if I can call you again 4 months from now. It's an exaggeration. But I guess, that those things are funny, the cultural. And my mom gets, I think, a lot of laughs. Like, just, she's kind of an every mom. Like, when I had a mental breakdown in Chicago, and I called her, and she's like, and I was bleeding, and I couldn't find any of my identification, and she's like, honey, you know what, you just go to the airport, somehow get to the airport, go to Delta Priority, tell them you are gold medallion. They have offices up in Ely. They are, those people at Delta Priority are just a delight, and they will help you. And it was really weird, because actually it was some form of health care, because I did get an upgrade, and they were very, very pleasant to me because of my points.
So people who aren't familiar with your work, in some of your most recent writing, you have been more open about like your struggles with mental illness and whatnot. I'm wondering if you hear from people as to whether or not that helps them who maybe are having certain struggles.
For sure. I mean, I'm super biased. I think I get most, you know, all positive. I get all positive stuff. I'm sure there are some people I've gone who don't like it. Kind of a sad part of our society of, like, one of the prongs of healthcare is through television, entertainment, in terms of, like, people, all those reality shows, Hoarders, where there are no social services to go out and help people anymore. So they have to be filmed to get the thousands of roosters out of their house. I've had a few people say that they were watching Lady Dynamite and the manic I had a hypomanic episode, was more kind of like, it didn't have psychosis, although the writers kind of took what I told them and I think went creatively wherever they wanted. But I had people say that they realized that they were in a manic episode, or a relative realized, oh, you're talking very fast and having a lot of terrible ideas all at once.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're never terrible ideas.
No, of course not.
They're always delightful ideas. They're all about taking a tractor across the country and looking for angels. And yeah, so I've had a couple people say, oh, it helped me talk about it with my family, and I had, you know, my mom and I watched it together or something, and for sure it's helped me, you know, because it makes me feel not only useful, but that if ever I were to get sick again, I go, oh, now there's this massive community of people I know who would be like, oh, okay, well.
Mm-hmm. Right, and we're here for you.
Yeah, that it wouldn't be as big a deal. And it's funny. I mean, it's so funny.
I'm curious, too, who are some of your comedic heroes of past, but also, like, present?
Okay, well, of course, I love my opening act, Miss Jackie Cation, who is from South Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yes.
And went to University of Wisconsin-Madison. She is a hero of mine. She is just always working on new material and is just... She loves stand-up comedy, and that is beautiful to watch.
I don't know what I'm doing more than half of the time.
Comedian and Duluth, Minnesota native Maria Bamford is performing tonight in Madison. The much-anticipated second season of Bamford's Netflix series, Lady Dynamite, returns in November.
And the last song stops playing. I'll be thinking of you. For there's such a sweet memory when you're crossing my mind. I don't know what I'm doing.